702. SMS Weekend Breakfast
on 31702.
So, how do you feel about a 350,000 rand scholarship, visual and digital arts performer? Call us if you are interested in finding out more about that. Maybe you can give us a quick demo on the phone. Why not? Let's bring in Jessica Donation from the Arts and Culture Trust's Nyoloho Scholarship Program. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Jane. Good morning to your listeners as well. Thanks for having me.
So I've been getting excited about this, and I don't even have kids at that this age that they might take advantage of us. Tell us about what you are all about and the scholarship.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Jane. So the Arts and Culture Trust is a non-government organization, and we've been around this year for 29 years, established in 1994 by Madiba and various partners in the sector. And really, the organization was set up to take care of arts and culture in this country and to nurture it outside of government agendas and really look at how we can build a sustainable and a cohesive arts and culture sector that's kind of not mandated by government. So that's what we do. We take care of people's entrepreneurial development in the arts. We provide scholarship opportunities and mentorship, and really try and create a cohesive timeline for artists to enter the sector, to feel supported, and then to actualize their economic sustainability. Mm. And that's really what our focus is.
I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, hopefully, you know, with a new minister in charge, things will change, but I'm not so sure. So you have to do it on your own. If somebody was interested in getting involved and getting their career developed further, what should be in their portfolios?
We really cater for people across various spaces in their development. Obviously, the Nyoloho Scholarship is focused on youth under the age of 25 that has university exemption. And this is really a program that develops their artistic skills, but also has a strong aspect of personal development and mentorship, because talent alone is not enough to make it as an artist in this country. Mm. And then we really also look after people that are at the starting phase of their arts businesses that are not registered yet. And we also have programs for registered organizations who need training, mentorship, and investment to get their projects off the ground and to really become economically sustainable.
What sort of person are you looking for?
So for the scholarship program specifically, which is the opportunity that's available, is people with drive, mm-hmm. talent, commitment, with the grit to stand out. The competition is really stiff, and that's a good thing. We've got so much raw talent in this country that needs to be harnessed. And last year we saw an incredible group of young people come through and, you know, blow our socks off. Mm-hmm. So it really is about committing to a process, committing to yourself, and being willing to push your talents one step further. You need to be able to engage with your peers. There's so many brilliant networking opportunities, and just people that really want to grab that opportunity to connect to the sector and also obviously take advantage of that tertiary opportunity.
I mean, it really is a passion, isn't it? You've got to be passionate about this.
Absolutely. It's not a hobby. It's not a part-time activity. It's a lifetime commitment. And the thing is also that people often just think of it as one aspect, just the singing or just the dancing or just the visual art. But you're engaging with an entire world of commerce, of business, of collaboration. It goes so much further than that. So your interpersonal skills, your developmental skills, the way that you think about yourself as an artist in the world, it's such a big conversation and all-encompassing. It really does take commitment.
You know, that business side of it is very important, isn't it? I mean, so often we leave schools, we leave universities, we leave, you know, whatever type of tertiary education, and we know nothing about how to make money and how to think smart, and it's important.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I went to university. When I stepped out, I had no idea. I had to figure it out from scratch on my own. We now have so many wonderful opportunities and resources available, but still, I think that mentorship aspect in terms of how you actually start that journey and how you're supported in that journey is critical.
Mm. And tell us more about the success stories that you've seen. You said some kids have come through and they blew your socks off, but what's happened to those you've seen come through your program? Where are they today? What are they doing?
So there are various ones from previous projects. We have, they're on TV shows, they're touring nationally and internationally. I was thinking from last year, from the finalists, not even the winners, they've participated in professional corporate gigs already earlier this year. We've got our winners. One is in Lamta in Cape Town doing extraordinary work, and our visual artist is at Fitz. So, you know, they really end up being absorbed into the industry quite quickly. Vocalists, you know, that are on radio. I don't have a full list of names with me, but we really see these people sustaining themselves and not just dropping out of the sector after a year or two. They really are the survivors and the ones that are going to be there 20 years from now.
Okay, so 31st of March, as you say, it's around the corner. If somebody wants to apply, tell us what, where, how.
Great stuff. So we apply through an online application that we find on the website, which is www.act.org/Nyiloha, N-Y-O-L-O-H-O, and that means Sesotho for rise. So the online application form is there. Performing artists will need to prepare either two songs or a monologue, depending on in which category they enter. And visual and digital artists need to submit four images from their collection. We've scrapped the application fee because we're reaching a lot more schools in rural areas, and we know the kind of pressures that people are under. So we said, let's rather get the talent in. You know, that fee should never, ever, ever be a barrier to anyone taking advantage of this opportunity.
Wonderful to have you. Oh, sorry, carry on.
Sorry. I was just going to say that's the first step, and then they'll be invited to a Zoom audition.
Okay. Well, Jessica, thank you so much. And I can't wait to see what you do with these talented kids coming through. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, Jane. Appreciate it.